What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson.
For the guys, specifically. Because, now what I need to know is what do you want? What do you guys want? I think I speak for every single girl when I say, what is it that you want from us? Especially those of us that have careers and our own houses and aren't needy. What? Is there something else that I'm missing? Can I buy it? Does it come on Amazon? Because I got nothing.
You know, it's really funny. I was going through the comments section, and for the first time ever, I'm actually going to make a video on it rather than just comment in the comment section. We have told women over and over what we want, but they don't want to do any of it. And I was going to say something, and I just want to make this video. I want to make this video because I genuinely want to share that with you guys. What trips me out is that this guy is 100% correct. How many of these fucking videos have we made? Between Taylor the Fiend and Undead Chronic and Hammerhand and Terrence Pop, we have made, as a community, over 1,000 videos. Between those men alone. And I understand that our fan base is interchangeable, right? I probably have some of Undead Chronic's fans. Definitely Terrence Pop's got, you know, some of Undead Chronic's fans. Hammerhand definitely has some of, you know, Terrence Pop's fans. So on and so forth. But my point is that we always talk about the same fucking thing. And this is just I'm just talking about those guys. I'm not even talking about the other men that make videos on this platform. And it's surprising every fucking time. It surprises me that women still don't get it. There's fucking thousands of videos, hundreds of hours of archives, or hundreds of hours archived that literally specifically state what we want, even insinuate. We want peace. Fuck submissiveness. And check this out. I don't mean that's not what we want. What I mean is, I don't want to talk about the nuances. We want submissiveness. We want a low body count. We want this. We want that. How about just the bare fucking basic? Peace. With peace comes respect. In order to give a man peace, you have to respect him. Do you understand, men? Without respect, there is no peace. They both go hand in hand. Because in order to make sure that your enemy does not attack you, they have to respect that you're a dangerous fucking man. In order for a man to make sure that he does not cross your boundaries, he has to respect that you're a dangerous fucking person. In order for a woman to understand that they have to tiptoe and walk around a man a certain way, a man has to command a certain amount of power. in order to avoid a fight, a fallout, whatever the fuck it may be. A man has to command that kind of ability. And here's the thing. I see it all the fucking time, man. I see it all the fucking time. It never surprises me that women walk around stomping and beating their chest, telling men to move the fuck out of the way, to respect them, that they're a boss-ass babe. Right? And then at the end of the day, when they're all burned out and tired, when they have a home that's empty, decorated for no fucking reason, they're asking themselves, why did I do all this? There's no one to do it for. At the end of the day, after they're bitching and they're tired, I can guarantee if you were to go into that woman's video archive, you'll find a video of her being a boss ass bitch, bitching and complaining, telling women not to settle, telling women don't fucking give in, telling women don't stand up for what your beliefs are. And now here she is. What do you want? Pardon. Happens all the fucking time, dude. Just as much as, like, I yo-yo back and forth between wanting to find love and just saying, fuck it, I'm done. That's exactly how that chick is going to behave. 100%. And I was going to type to that guy, right? I was going to message him. After fucking years and years and years of us telling him what we want, what if we just went cold? What if we all just disappeared? And I don't mean like disappeared off the face of the earth. What if we all got together for a fucking beer somewhere where they couldn't find us? Out in the mountains. What if we all just stayed at home and just played Call of Duty together? What if we all just went to seminars, listening to each other's stories? What if we all just sat at home and worked out? Worked on a hobby, built some model kits, you know, built a house, mentored a couple people in our lives? What if we all did that instead of posting on the internet just to fucking scare him? What if we did that for a year? The only time you ever see a man is when he goes out to the 7-Eleven to go get, you know, to go get a fucking drink. Or to go get a snack. And here's the thing. All those PUAs would be fucking crawling the streets. You know what? I wonder, what if that's happening now? I wonder if that's the reason why these women are asking, what do you want? Because they give these fucking PUAs exactly what they want, which is pussy, and, you know, being left alone. And they're still left wondering, what is it, like, why can't I keep a man? Why can't I keep that guy? Guys like me and you were at the house, hanging out, doing bullshit. Me personally, I'm warming up to get ready to go on a fucking hike. So I can get ready for the next journey in my life. And I'm wondering to myself, any case, you know, I'm left wondering to myself, when are these girls gonna wake up? I'm left wondering, when are they going to realize that we have told them time and time again what we want? When are they going to wake up and when are they going to wake up and see? That what we've been asking for is very common. It's not hard to achieve. What we've been asking for, I can't seem to understand why it's not sinking in. Why isn't it sinking into their thick fucking head? We keep telling them we want peace. Peace of heart, peace of mind. We want a peaceful home. We just want peace. And for whatever fucking reason, that they need a goddamn explanation. Well, what the fuck? Like, what is peace? What is that? What does that look like? What does it come in the form of? What is it like? Peace and what? And you're like, how the fuck is it so hard to just give me fucking peace? Like, in what aspect? In what area? You know what I mean? It baffles my fucking mind. It baffles my fucking mind because these women know exactly what peace looks like when it comes to them. But for whatever reason, they can't project that onto us. They project their insecurities. They project their struggles. They project their anger. They project their racism. They project their fucking hostility. Project everything negative onto us. But they never project anything positive onto us. Anything that would benefit us. Like, gee, my house is such a peaceful fucking place. I wonder if that's what men want. No. They never once think of that. You want to know why? Because they're selfish fucking cocksuckers. You know, stop to think, like, hey, you know what would really make my fucking man happy? Is if I gave him absolute fucking peace. God damn, like, men should feel like they want to run home. Because that place is a sanctum. That place is an outer heaven. But for whatever fucking reason, they can't figure it out. Do you want to know why? Well, I've already said why. Because they're selfish pieces of shit. So whenever I hear a woman like that ask, what does a man want? I know that they're not in the right place to fucking... That's immediately like the first question I ask is like, do you know what men want by chance? The by chance part just fucking... It throws them off. And it kind of makes it like a throwaway line. And they're always like quick to say, yeah, they want money, they want fame, they want this, they have no idea. They have no fucking idea what a fucking guy wants. And I immediately just fucking like, all right. I immediately just walk away. You know, the other day, man, I was driving around town, and I've already made a video of this, like, last year or 2 years ago. There was a woman who was helping her husband clean his truck, and I saw that same woman today helping her husband clean another truck, like detailing. Now, us as cynical men who have gone through so much pain can sit here and say she probably did a fucking shit job. She probably did, blah, 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 blah. That's not the point. The point that I'm trying to make is she's doing a business with her husband. They're doing it together. That's something that I admire. And I can sit here and fucking just tell the story the same way I saw it. I saw a woman with her husband cleaning a fucking car together in their own business, their own detailing business. And I fucking guarantee you 9 out of 10 times that woman will fucking shit on that woman for doing what she's doing. Oh, I can't be doing no fucking hard labor. I need him to be making 6 figures at least, sitting on his ass doing jack shit. It's like these women want fucking guys to be like chicks. They just want them to sit there and just bring in income. To be the giving tree, should I say. My stepdad was a giving tree. He worked from home. And anytime my mom wanted something, he would get it. Or he would get it for her. Dude, I wouldn't lie if I told you I started to get that opinion until I started to work. I'd be lying to you. Anytime I wanted a guitar equipment, we would go out that day and get it. But I never abused that because I came from a place of poverty. It wasn't until I was 17, 18 when I got to enjoy that. And it was like, all right, I got everything I wanted. My dream guitar, my dream amp, my dream setup. I'm good. My stepdad was like, that's all you want? And I was like, yeah. Like, why the fuck else would I want anything more? And he was just, like, taken back by how fucking simple my life was. It was a $1,500 dream. No, wait. The guitar was six. The amp and the cabinet were six. Yeah. And the pedals were, like, $300. $1,500, right around there. Because I still had to get the pedal board and strength and guitar lessons. That was it. That's all it cost me. Well, yeah, and feeding me, so. I clothed myself. That was a long story. Long story. But he fed me, he got me my guitar, and he took me to and from school, which was miles away. At least 40 to 50 miles away. Every fucking morning, on time. He never fucked around. So I'm here to tell you guys. I'm here to tell you guys the situation. Like I loved him for that. He brought home safety. He brought home security, and he let me know that he can handle shit on a different level. He wasn't physical like I was. But he can handle. He was teaching me how to dissect problems mentally. Verbally. And I admired him for it because I didn't have that skill. I still sometimes lack that skill. Yesterday was definitely one of those days. That's why I was uploading a whole bunch of gay shit, was because I was just fucking, I needed to unwind. I had a really bad fucking day yesterday, and I just needed to fucking listen to something funny. Because I was having that bad of a fucking day. And my biggest fear is that all the fucking funny stuff that's archived on YouTube is going to get deleted the way that it has been. So, I'm uploading it onto my channel for later use. And my biggest want for you men is to fucking is to is to is to fucking find that happiness, right? Because for as much as I see these videos of chicks asking, what is it that men want? What is it that men need? What is it that men aren't asking for? What is it that, what is it? What is it? What is it? I can't help but laugh because we've been saying it from fucking day one and they never listen. We've been saying it from the hilltops. We've been saying it for fucking years and generations, eons, since the beginning of time. Hell, the Bible was more about, like, talked more about Eve than it spoke of fucking Adam. Which means Adam was probably fucking too busy fucking playing with rocks and trying to figure out how the fucking universe worked, how the world around him worked. He was probably in awe and wonder, what the fuck is gravity? While Eve was running around trying to figure out psychological ways on how to fucking test God. Right? I always notice that like the Bible always speaks of mischievousness, but it never, like, it hardly ever talks about the behind the scenes. And Jesus was, trying to figure out what sash he wanted to wear for the day and trying to figure out if he should have bread instead of rye bread, And then Jesus stopped and thought, damn, I wonder what a fucking, a pelican and a penguin would look like together. Whatever it is we fucking think about as men sometimes. You know how we're always off in the clouds? It never talks about that. It always has like God, just doing shit, fixing shit, dealing with shit. It never has him zoned out. Because I'm sure when he turned, after he turned the water into wine, everybody was like, oh, dude, fuck, that's a badass trick. And then I bet you anything, Jesus would just kick back like, what else can I turn into wine? You know what I mean? I wonder if Jesus ever sat back and wondered, like, damn, dude, I wonder if Mary Magdalene's tits could look bigger. It never talks about like a man's inner peace. But for whatever fucking reason, these chicks, I swear to God, never once can they put that together. It doesn't seem to surprise me anymore though. Like they always ask themselves, what is it that men want? And it's funny because like the chicks that end up like hanging out with guys that have all the guy friends or whatever, I noticed. They're the ones that get it. But they're also the ones that get passed around the most. It's like they're shared among the tribe. The weaker of the men is what I noticed that. Is how I noticed that. Well, in any case, it's my 2 cents. Guard your heart.